الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
The fiqh of i'tikaf. What is i'tikaf? I'tikaf is a spiritual retreat. What's the definition? You see, i'tikaf takes us back. What does it take us back to? You know what I was saying in the morning, remember? 11 months of the year, you do your worldly activities. There is no rahbaniyah, there is no departing from the world in Islam. There is no leaving and abandoning the world. You work, you interact, you socialize. Ramadan is exclusively for devotion, cutting off all connections with the world and with the people of the world, and fully, totally, completely, categorically, wholly devoting yourself to who? To your creator. So i'tikaf is actually one of the means of doing this. A man leaves everything. He leaves his wife, his children, his business, his job, his whatever. Don't take your mobile phones in i'tikaf, because it is contrary to the spirit of the i'tikaf. The more you just completely shun the world, you don't know where you are. You're in the house of Allah, that's it, fully devoted to Allah. Don't ask people, bring me the newspaper. You know, like the Big Brother house. If they don't know what's happening in the news, what's happening outside. You should not be knowing what's happening. All restrictions. No mobile phone, nothing, you don't know what the news is. Don't come and go and have a chat and ask people what's happening outside. What's the definition of i'tikaf? Huwa al-iqamatu bi niyyati al-i'tikaf. It is to remain in the masjid, it is to remain with the intention of seclusion fi masjidin, in a mosque, tuqamu fihi salawatul khamsu ma'al jama'ah, in which five time prayers are established in congregation. This is the definition. Okay, you have to have intention. And only in a masjid where five time prayers are offered with congregation. It's established through the Quran. Allah says, "Wa antum aakifuna fil masajid." Hadith as well. There's a hadith of Bukhari from Aisha radiallahu anha. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'takifu al-ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan hatta tawafahu Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always make i'tikaf. We translate it as spiritual retreat. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do i'tikaf when? Al-ashr al-akhir, in the last and the final 10 days of Ramadan. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away, until he passed away. Okay, now, you know, as I said, there are a lot of rules, and I need a bit of your attention, you know, just still concentrate as you're concentrating in the morning as well, because distraction is a bit difficult for the speaker. Fully devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, there's another hadith where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَعْتَكِفُ فِي كُلِّ رَمَضَانِ عَشْرَةَ أَيَّامٍ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would do i'tikaf every year for 10 days. And the year he passed away, he did i'tikaf for how many days? 20 days. One of the reasons why he used to do the last 10 days was to try to find Laylatul Qadr, the night of the power, so that he can do ibadah of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many rules for i'tikaf, like for example, number one, it is, again, i'tikaf in the last final 10 days of Ramadan is sunnatul mu'akkad ala al-kifaya. What does that mean? Emphasized sunnah, which is collective emphasized sunnah. No one does i'tikaf in the masjid of Loughborough, then everybody living in Loughborough is sinful. You have one person, that obligation, the emphasized sunnah nature is removed from everybody. Number two, it can only be done in a masjid in which five time prayers are offered. It has to be, number one, a masjid, and number two, five time prayers have to be offered there. Remember, you should know if it's a masjid or not. What's the definition of the masjid? Find out. Number three, a woman, a sister, she will do i'tikaf in the house, masjid of her house. Remember, women should and must have a place designated at home, which is their prayer area. Sisters, you know, this is normally in their lives. They should have a fixed place. That's why, you know, the ruling comes that when a woman's on her menstrual periods, then what should she do? She should go, so not to lose the habit of praying, go to that place and just sit there and make dua at least. Do istighfar. You should have a fixed place at home. Not that you pray Fajr in the bedroom and Dhuhr in the corridor and Asr in the living room and Maghrib in, you know, the kitchen and Isha in the garden. Anywhere and everywhere. No, one fixed place. You have your Quran there, you have your Mus'haf there, you have, you know, your books there. It's just, so this is where you go and do your spiritual retreat, your i'tikaf. And for women, the rules don't apply. You know, some of the rules, like you can't go out. If they want to go, they want to go into the kitchen and come back, they can go outside. It doesn't mean that if they go out, then it's wrong. No. The rules which I will just mention now for a man in the masjid, these rules do not apply for a woman. She should stay there as much as possible. Don't go without need. But she can. She needs to go and check in the kitchen whether, you know, food is cooked or not. You know, and then come back, carry on. You need to go upstairs, come back, go outside, come back. It's not a problem. Number four, the last day's i'tikaf starts from the Maghrib of the 21st, the night, you know, the night before. So make sure you go into the masjid beforehand, before Maghrib, because a minute late, as soon as sun sets, remember, not after Maghrib, when Adhan starts, Allahu Akbar of Maghrib, you should be there in the masjid, otherwise it's invalid. Also, a man doing i'tikaf in the masjid has to live and stay in the boundary and limit of the masjid. He cannot leave the masjid unless with a valid excuse. Okay, what is a masjid? I said find out, but normally it's the area which the original founders of the masjid have made an intention to be a masjid. That's a masjid. Masjid means not the whole masjid. The prayer, the wudu place, the toilets, that's not masjid. When you find a, you know, when you lay the foundations of a masjid, you make an intention that this is the official masjid. And the rules of it, you can only stay in there, you can't go out from there. So, you can't go. Number six, you can only leave that area of the masjid due to a valid reason. Now, we have certain types of valid reasons. We have an Islamic valid reason by Sharia, like for example what? Islamic reason that you need to go out for? That's not Islamic reason. Somebody needs to go and take an obligatory bath. Insan. Somebody had a wet dream, woke up in the morning, you have to take a bath, a ghusl. Remember, in wasn i'tikaf, you can't take a non-obligatory bath. You can't, because there's no need for it. So it has to be an Islamic need, or like for example, there's no Jumu'ah in that masjid. They pray Dhuhr. Five time prayers, they pray Dhuhr. So you want to go to pray Jumu'ah somewhere, then because of an Islamic reason. Or number two, it's normal, natural reason, like the call of nature. You want to go for urinating, for istinja, no problem. Or it's haja daruriya, your basic need, like it's because of necessity. So three things, due to haja shar'iya, Islamic need. Number two, natural need. And number three, what's number three? Necessity. Like for example, your life is in danger, you fear. You know, the ceiling's fallen down in the masjid. You can leave, no problem. Do you understand? Somebody is oppressing you. There's a zalim or an oppressor in there. There's a murderer. Some madman has come into the masjid and he's shooting everybody. Or something. You can run for your life, leave the masjid, no problem. Okay? So, and if you do leave, you know when we say you can't leave and you are allowed to leave, this would have an impact on what? On what you have to do. If you left the masjid with a need, then there is no qada for you. You can, you know, come back if you want to, if you're able to, whatever. Because of need, if you can come back, then come back. You go to the toilet, you come back. You go for Jumu'ah, you come back. If the masjid the ceiling falls down and they called in the constructors and they erected the everything, you know, everything's safe and sound and everything, there was a fire scare and you ran out and you came back in the masjid, no problem. But if a person left without a need, or went for a need but remained excessively beyond the need, you went to the toilet and then you had a chat 20 minutes outside with your friend near the toilet area, okay? You only needed to stay there for like 5 minutes. Then you have to do qada. And when we say qada, what do you have to do? Makeup. How do you do makeup? For only one day. So for example, if Brother Zainul Abidin here made an intention to sit in the i'tikaf of Lafra Masjid, what is it called, the masjid here?
Lafra Masjid.
Al-Masjid al-Lafra. Okay, the Lafra Masjid here. And on the fifth day, he went without a need. On the 25th, because you know, 10 days, so 5th day out of the 10 days, he left without a need. Now, he never had a valid excuse. So he has to make qada of that i'tikaf, but only that one day. You know, has to only make up for one day, not the full 10 days. Now, it's up to him whether he makes this up on the 26th, 27th, in the same Ramadan, or next year do one day i'tikaf, or even in the middle, when there's no Ramadan, but the condition is that he fasts, because fasting is a condition. Just one day. If he wanted to make it up on that same day, the same Ramadan, then he broke it on the 25th. 26th, he made that qada. Now after that, he can go back home if he wants to, 27, 28, 29, he doesn't have to carry on. So qada is only for one day. And what terminates the i'tikaf, what makes the i'tikaf break? We said one thing, if you left without a need, yeah, that's one thing. So that's number one. If you leave without an excuse, even for a moment of time, your i'tikaf is invalidated. You have to do qada for one day. Number two, anything sexual. Anything. Whether intercourse, well, you can't do intercourse in the masjid, come on. But you would, anything related to sexual intercourse, okay? Anything. Which means, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Clearly, there's no mubashara, nothing. But if somebody's wife, you know, this tells his wife, come in the masjid, it's alright, you know, hide, come behind or something, and he wants to mess around with her, it will invalidate the i'tikaf totally. Anything. Even, you know, there should be no sexual kind of conversation over the phone as well. And number three, whatever invalidates the fast will invalidate i'tikaf. So if you broke your fast, eating, drinking, whatever, anything that invalidates the fast will invalidate. So three things invalidates the i'tikaf. Seriously, you know, i'tikaf is a very highly encouraged sunnah, brothers and sisters. Don't take it lightly. How many people have the intention to sit in i'tikaf this year for full 10 days? Brothers, put your hand up. One. The ratio is very, very, very poor. We take it very lightly, brothers. Full 10 days, we should be having like at least 50%, hands up. Come on, somebody else, I think we should do some tashkeel. You know, the people going to Tabligh Jama'ah, write it down. Come on, write it down, who's doing i'tikaf. We need three people, two more people volunteer, come on. Full 10 days, sunnah i'tikaf.
MashaAllah.
2 days, alhamdulillah. Anybody with 10 full days? 10 days? Inshallah. Two. One more person with full 10 days. Full 10 days. Come on. Alhamdulillah. What's your name, brother? Abdul Qayyum. Allah give you barakah, inshallah. Make dua for us as well. Inshallah. So that's good. Three people, alhamdulillah. We shouldn't take this lightly. There's a book, Rules of i'tikaf. In English, you can read as well. Mufti Taqi Uthmani has written a whole book in English. I don't know if it's readable, Rules of i'tikaf, but you know, just read certain rules, because and i'tikaf, inshallah, is very good.